Social media videos that usually go viral are mostly done by adults, but this time around there is a video that has been making rounds on social media, and it features a group of young boys and young girls. Now, the children's song singing "Where Is the Promise" has been widely shared on social media such as Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, and now TikTok. Well, let's take a listen just in case you don't know what I'm talking about. Those are sounds of young boys and girls. Well, if you have watched the video, those are pupils from City View Academy here in Juba. And now they are joining us live in the studio. Good morning. Thank you so much for making up time to come to our studio here in Radio Miraya. I'm sure we have Mabiel Daniel Deng, who is a teacher, and Margaret Alwell Adar, Emmanuel Dwot Manyok, and Agnieth Deng. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm captivated by the song. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are, the sound is so passionate. And you know how you sing a message and it's felt?
Right.
That's what I feel when I hear the song.
Yes.
So this begs to question Abie Deng, who is the head teacher for music, dance and drama. What is the background of this song? Why come up with this particular song?
Okay, thank you so much, Radio Miraya. I'm really glad to be here today. So my name is Mubi Daniel Deng, the teacher concerned.
Mm.
Yeah, I came up with this in order to make voice for the voiceless. Because the way children are suffering around and the way my soldiers are suffering, I don't like it as a teacher. These soldiers fought for long, and today the reward is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And their children are the ones suffering today. So some soldiers died and their children are left as orphans. So when I came to Juba, I got my school. Most children there are children for the soldiers. And sometimes when I see my soldier coming to school to beg for excuse just to pay school fees after sometimes, I shed tears. So I had to come up and make the children, I compose songs for them, and we send message outside. Maybe there will be one person who will have that heart to help the children and the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and somebody might take it bad that it is against the government. No. A soldier begins from that person who holds the gun to fight. For example, our president, he's a soldier. And I will not also be happy when I see his child suffering.
Right.
So thank you.
The advocacy here, Daniel, is you are speaking for the soldier and the orphans that have been left behind. Was it the driving force?
Yeah, mostly three.
Hmm.
My poor soldiers, the orphans, and the children,
uh-huh.
mostly the girls' education.
Mm-hmm.
That is my focus, because all the songs, you people heard only one song,
mm-hmm.
but there are many songs concerning all those three groups.
Hmm. So what reactions are you receiving from the people after this song went viral? And did you notice that this song went viral? And if yes, how did you notice?
Yeah, when we went to perform at Elite High School, we were just invited. But since when we started last year, so this year we also perform at our school, but Alliance and Elite invited us. So we did not know that there are some media that will come around.
Mm.
So when they took it and it went viral, I did not know. So I was surprised in the morning. Some people were coming, job well done, some were scaring me.
And you're wondering, what is going on?
Yeah.
So right.
Even up to today, I could receive calls, you'll be arrested, don't move anyhow.
Okay.
So I said, if I will be arrested and my children and soldiers will enjoy, then I will be happy.
Right.
So those are the things I'm getting from people.
So just to understand, why would some people come to tell you that you would be arrested and others having to threaten you?
They think this song is against the leaders. So, but that's not what I think.
Hmm.
If you take it that way, that maybe I'm talking about the leaders, take the meaning, then you understand. So it's only to the good-hearted people.
Mm.
If there are also good leaders who have that good heart to take care of the soldiers and the orphans, people like even you, if you have that good heart, you also handle how to take care of the children, the girls, and the poor children.
Mm.
Like, I was disappointed this morning when we were coming, we got one of our soldiers trekking all along from Shirkat to this place for soldiers.
Is it Bilfam?
Bilfam.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I had to call him that, can you join us? Because we were coming for his mission. So I don't have those hands to help the soldiers. I had to take him. So the soldier who fought for this, our land, is again suffering in the same land. How will these small children survive? And these are the same soldiers protecting the children. So that's what I feel about my country.
Oh, wow. And you're receiving two different kinds of responses here.
Mm-hmm.
You're receiving people saying, job well done. You're receiving people saying, instilling fear in you. How are you handling this response?
Well, when we perform, I was actually sick. And when I received those threatening messages from friends, you'll be arrested. So I stood up and I started moving in case I could tell them. Tell them he's putting on this jersey today or this clothes. Let them arrest me. And then I see that
wow.
My soldier who will take the hand and hit me.
Mm.
Those ones who are saying, job well done, thank you so much, like appreciation to the heritage of Elite, he actually connected us to Miraya.
Wow.
That's why we're here today, is through him.
Mm-hmm.
And if all goes well, it was actually his effort. And that's what we pray for, just for the voice to be heard.
Right. Awesome. And people say that, of course, music can be a bridging gap. And, I mean, how can we use music? Like, how can your drama group use music to cause change in South Sudan?
You know, like, if we act, we sing. Like in MDD Club, we sing, we act dramas, mostly how often suffer.
Hmm.
We act how children suffer. Like there's a song about the suffering of children in all the states. It is all there. We also sing about the suffering of children, the suffering of soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So a good-hearted person, we have those human beings that have good hearts will understand and will try by possible means to help those groups.
Mm-hmm.
So if they help, they will have changed the nation, and they will, the messages will be heard in the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Abia Daniel. You're the head teacher of music, dance and drama, and some members of the club are here.
Mm-hmm.
We have Margaret Alwell, Emmanuel Duot, and Anget Deng. These are pupils of the school, City View Academy. I'll start with you, Margaret. This song has now made you known. You're known in your community, you're known in Juba City, probably even the world.
Yeah.
Do you plan to pursue music as a career? And what made you join the MDD Club and want to be part of this?
Actually, what made me to join MDD Club, it is that it also prevents us from doing bad things and also to train us how to be a leader in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made me to join.
Right, Margaret, you look familiar from the video.
I know, she's right there.
Were you the soloist? Were you the one holding the microphone?
No.
You weren't? Okay. So is the soloist with us here? Oh, she's not with us here.
Left.
Okay, yeah. That's okay. But we still have the same members of the group. And Emmanuel, yes, what made you join the MDD group?
Okay. Actually, what made me join the MDD group, it was that this music, yeah, when I heard it, I think to join the group because it was teaching us to be leaders of another,
right,
more coming years. So how to protect children and how to care for the orphans,
mm-hmm,
in the country.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that your voice is loud enough and it's heard through music?
Yes. This music, yeah, we sang it to tell the leaders and some of the people who are caring for the orphans,
mm,
to care for the orphans very well, and for the leaders to provide good services for the soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh. And Anget Deng, what was your reason for joining the club?
Well, actually, the reason who made me to join MDD Club member is because the way how children here and the suffering, it is not good. So I joined that if there's a way that our leaders could help us, say that these orphans here will get education, good hospitals, mm, and good security.
Mm.
That made me to join MDD Club member.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Anget. Now, we know that, you have parents. Have your parents come across this video? Did any of your parents watch it, Elizabeth?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so their reaction? What did they say to you?
Well, actually, they say that if there's a way that your leaders can help, then it's okay.
Oh, okay. Wow. So they were in support. And Emmanuel, has any of your parents watched the video?
Yes, they watched the video.
Mm-hmm. What was their reaction?
They told me that these things you sang in the song, they are actually happening in the whole world.
Mm.
And mostly in South Sudan. Most of the soldiers are suffering, and most of the orphans are not having good schools that they are educating in. So that they told me that if there is a way that the government should provide good resources for the orphans and the soldiers,
mm. Mm.
like schools, hospitals, and many things.
Okay.
All right. And so we'll be getting back to you shortly.
Good morning. This is The Breakfast Show, where the nation's big conversations begin.
Station by station, land of a nation.
All right, now this video, some of you have probably come across it, some of you probably haven't.
Mm.
And some details that I remember from the video is that the children, the mm. pupils, were dressed in very...
attires. It was a somber mood.
Yeah, the attires were torn
mm.
and stained, and the mood was really somber. I mean, mm. if you'd haven't cried watching
oh, yeah.
it,
yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Then, yeah,
and mostly if you live in South Sudan and you've seen the realities on ground, these children painted the picture for you.
Yeah, and speaking about soldiers, there was I think it was a drama, and there
mm.
were some soldiers being carried
mm.
to sort of show that the soldiers keep dying
right.
because of what's happening. And so coming back to you, before we come back to the pupils, coming back to you, Mabie Daniel, just to ask, how long has this group been singing? And earlier you said you had more songs. How is it, what experience has it been producing these songs?
Okay, thank you so much, Radio Miraya, and the rest who are watching, who are listening. You know, this MDD I've been practicing when I was a pupil. So when I became a teacher also, I had to make children practice. So only thing I did not do is composing songs. But this MDD here in Juba, it is in three schools. City View, Royal Modern, and then in Nomule Modern, and Riverbank. They were headed by me. So when we started last year, you know, to compose these songs does not take many days or many weeks.
That's you saying that.
It's not easy, my friend.
So
continue.
Like the first song that I composed, Hello Children. So it was about the suffering of children. When I saw, one time I went to this, there's a place called Tumura. I got children just suffering there. They were struggling to get food. So when I came to school, I formed this club and I taught that song to them. Then we had to go to a studio, contributed money, collecting money from children. So after the song, the same, after 4 days at night, then Where Is the Promise also came along.
Okay.
So I collected the words. So, but we were not known outside. It was just within the school. So we have been acting dramas just for our functions only, not for outside like this. So that's how it came about.
All right. And to some, because I struggled to get the lyrics there, because I think the beat was higher than the pupils themselves. So what were some of the lyrics? The only thing I could get is calling upon leaders from America, Nairobi. So just bring us to speed. What were the lyrics of the song?
Okay, like to sing?
No, just say the words.
What were you talking about?
Okay, yeah. Like that song we talked about, Where Is the Promise? You know, that I have a story to tell the whole world. And that story, it is all about the suffering of children. Think, can I put in a song? I think.
Okay, yeah. Maybe okay. Articulate it. It's okay.
Okay. So, and don't laugh. Because I don't.
You are the master voice. Here. You are the master of MDD.
Okay, I have laughed before.
We should be listening to you.
So, that song, I'm going to sample it. Then some of the parts you hear.
Okay.
Because you have the audio. So it says, I have a story to tell the whole world. When I was born, and I was born in the land of happiness. You know, by that time, when we move up to the bush, no kids, we used to get food from fruits from the forest. But today is not the case. The land today is scary. You go to the bush and how they find their dead body. So when that's how the connection is. The land of happiness, full of milk, my homeland. The land of freedom, full of all the fruits, my homeland. The land of liberty, full of honey, my homeland. But today, the land has turned to be bloody, the land of heroes and freedom fighters. Where is the promise? Oh, motherland, where is the promise? Actually, to me, the promise, the reason why the soldiers fought and we got the independence is not there today. Because if a poor soldier is using grass for cooking, and it's not the same case in my leader's home, and I don't feel good. So why did they fight for it? The children of the poor soldiers, will they, like this how they dress. And that's why we always dress like this, and we shall always dress like this, till when there's that promise. So I think this, why they fought is not there again.
Wow. Thank you for that moment there. Thank you for sharing your story. And coming to the pupils now, you've sung this song. A lot of people have heard it. The message is out there. You sung your hearts out. What change do you want to see? Starting with you, Elizabeth.
Anyeth?
Me, I want our children to have good education, good security, good hospitals. Said that when you are sick, you will be taken to the hospital and you will have good education. That's all.
All right. And Emmanuel, what changes would you like to see in South Sudan?
Okay. Actually, the changes which I want to see in South Sudan is that one of the changes is that the government should build enough resources for the orphans and children and at large the soldiers. So good security should be there. These are the changes that we want. Good security, good hospitals, good schools, and development of the country.
Mm. Well, thank you. And Margaret, what are your dreams for this country?
Well, I want our government to help the orphans and children who are suffering around the world and within the country, because now there are many orphans suffering and no one is supporting them. If our leaders will support them, then we will have hopes, because we shall be happy when orphans are in the school with us.
Mm. Wow. We should hear the kids sing. Mm. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Margaret, Emmanuel, Agnes, would love to hear your voices together as you sing. So please, go ahead, as guided by your teacher.
Sing like which song?
The same song.
You can sing the same song. It's the one we want to hear.
It's the one we know.
Yeah.
Okay. You can start.
I have a story to tell the old world. When I was born, and I was born in the land of happiness, full of milk, my homeland. The land of freedom, full of all the fruit, my homeland. The land of liberty, full of honey, my homeland. But today, the land has turned to be bloody, the land of heroes and freedom fighters. Where is the promise? Oh, motherland, where is the promise?
Wow. Hmm. Thank you so much for coming to talk about this song that has touched the hearts of many, and hopefully good comes out of it. Hmm. Thank you very much for coming today.
Oh yes, those have been pupils here with us in the studio sharing about the song that has made rounds on social media. This song has been shared thousands of times on Facebook, on WhatsApp, Twitter, and TikTok. And you heard the lyrics as there. They're talking about a land of happiness, a land that flows with milk and honey. What happened to this land? And unfortunately, they say that this land has turned into a land of bloodshed, where freedom fighters have lost their lives for this land, but nothing good yet has come out of it. And we hope that this song will touch the hearts of our leaders, so that we see change being fostered in the country. Well, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, and this is where the nation's biggest conversations begin.